Imagine discovering that your largest expense could become your most powerful competitive advantage. When Gravity Payments CEO Dan Price slashed his own $1.1 million salary by 93% to establish a $70,000 minimum wage for all employees, critics predicted disaster. Instead, revenue tripled, profits doubled, and customer retention soared. This radical approach to compensation didn't just make headlines, it transformed lives. Scaling up reveals how thoughtful compensation design can drive extraordinary growth through five essential principles that convert your payroll from a burden into a strategic asset. Lincoln Electric pays manufacturing workers for output and quality rather than time, with assembly workers averaging $80,000 annually and top performers exceeding $100,000. This system aligns perfectly with customer expectations for flawless welding equipment, their quality leadership positioning, and precision-focused culture. The Container Store embodies their one great person equals three good people philosophy by paying twice the industry average while maintaining cost advantages. This creates mutual benefits. Employees earn more, the company gets triple the productivity at double the cost, and customers receive superior service. Spain's Mercadona supermarket chain doubled employee salaries above minimum wage while lowering prices. Their $5,000 per employee training investment and generous benefits result in just 3-4% turnover. This talented workforce delivers 46% higher sales per employee than U.S. supermarket averages, creating a virtuous cycle of operational excellence and increased profits. As organizations grow beyond the startup phase, they must replace individually negotiated salaries with objective pay structures. Base compensation functions primarily as a hygiene factor, noticed only when inadequate. Three key elements should drive base pay: competencies, sustained performance, and market value. Both external fairness, comparable industry pay, and internal fairness, equitable pay among colleagues, matter significantly. Research shows relative compensation often matters more than absolute amounts, with one study finding 46% of respondents preferred earning $50,000 above the median versus $100,000 below it. A coherent pay structure doesn't mean equal compensation. The goal is transparency that allows meaningful differentiation between performers. Productivity differences between top and bottom performers range from 3x in unskilled jobs to 15x in creative roles. Broader pay grades with significant spreads accommodate star performers while maintaining fairness. Molly Graham, who developed Facebook's first formal compensation system, recommends be as formulaic as you can. Making exceptions creates what Ben Horowitz calls management debt, short-term decisions with costly long-term consequences. Financial incentives influence behavior through three mechanisms: the selection effect, attracting personalities matching your culture; the information effect, signaling company values; and the motivation effect, encouraging harder work. The question isn't whether incentives work, but how to apply them effectively without unintended consequences. Egon Zehnder International defies industry norms with its old-fashioned model of fixed salaries without performance bonuses. Partners share profits based primarily on tenure and per-head distribution, deliberately fostering cooperation and supporting long-term client relationships. Individual incentive schemes often fail not because money doesn't motivate, but because they're poorly designed. Effective incentives require specific conditions: repetitive, one-dimensional roles, unambiguous goals, easily measurable results, employee control, no gaming potential, no teamwork requirement, and meaningful, frequent payouts. Well-designed incentives can be transformative. One home automation company doubled revenue in 6 months with a 50% commission on design services. Smaller firms can compensate for lower base salaries by sharing upside generously, like Caligo offering below market base but 20% uncapped commission once base is earned. Mini Movers created an incentive scheme tying 3% of revenue to a quarterly team bonus divided among movers if nothing gets broken. Breakage costs are subtracted from this pool, creating peer accountability where movers supervise each other and properly train new colleagues. Gain-sharing schemes commit teams to improving critical numbers tied to business challenges, connecting metrics to bonuses when goals are met. Dan Caulfield's home automation company introduced a happiness guarantee where clients wouldn't pay the final 10% unless completely satisfied. When paid, this portion was split equally among employees who interacted with them, motivating exceptional service. Group incentives promote collaboration when work is interdependent, but have limitations. Top performers dislike subsidizing weaker colleagues. People resist depending on others for pay, and free riders emerge as team size grows. Still, when tight cooperation is essential, these schemes create productive peer pressure. Intermittent reinforcement, varying rewards and timing and amount, creates powerful motivation. Home Shopping Network replaced predictable commissions with a prize wheel spin, increasing upselling by 250% using the same reward pool. Non-monetary rewards often outperform cash by creating emotional experiences and lasting memories that people remember more than numbers on bank statements. Steve Rothschild of Access Fixtures implemented a profit-sharing plan distributing 20% of pre-tax profits among employees. With capped executive salary and transparency, employees began thinking like owners, evaluating expenses against profits and voluntarily eliminating unnecessary costs. Profit sharing aligns shareholder and employee interests by giving staff skin in the game. Unlike individual incentives, it focuses on company profit and attracts employees who value long-term success. The main risk is encouraging short-term thinking, sacrificing future good profits for immediate bad profits. This can be mitigated by combining profit sharing with value sharing approaches. Value sharing prevents short-termism through actual ownership, stock/options, or similar economic rights, phantom stock, performance units. These incentives align employee interests with sustainable growth rather than quarterly results. Broad-based programs, including all employees, tend to be most successful, as Google has demonstrated. For entrepreneurs, this creates Noam Wasserman's rich versus king dilemma: retain control with slower growth or dilute ownership for faster growth and potentially greater wealth. While sharing equity can create partnership conflicts, phantom stock offers financial benefits without governance complications through contracts based on company value increases. Leaders often approach compensation with pure logic, assuming rational economic actors. In reality, people behave more like homo psychologicus, driven by psychological factors rather than rationality. This explains why many compensation schemes backfire. Surprise rewards deliver stronger motivational impact than predictable compensation because they directly follow desired behaviors. Paul Berman of IDATE Strategies found that while raises lose their motivational effect within weeks, surprise bonuses of $500 to $1,000 build culture and generate disproportionate emotional impact relative to their cost. The total rewards concept encompasses everything employees value: monetary compensation plus relational rewards like work environment, development opportunities, and company reputation. Smaller companies can offset less competitive salaries with enhanced relational rewards, while comprehensive statements help employees understand their package's full value. The ultimate purpose of compensation is to increase organizational energy, evidenced by employee referrals, participation in initiatives, and genuine enthusiasm. Get pay right and out of sight. How people are treated matters more than what they're paid. When compensation feels fair and transparent, employees focus on their work rather than comparing packages. Regular market adjustments, clear communication, and consistent policies create trust. When aligned with your unique culture and strategy, while respecting fairness and psychology, compensation transforms from mere expense into a strategic advantage driving extraordinary results.